Why I choose Vardeen and Reflex over React for building UIs as a backend engineer. Introduction. As a backend engineer, I always feel clumsy when I need to touch UI or React or CSS. While React is super popular, I found myself gravitating towards frameworks like Vardeen for Java and Reflex for Python when I do want to create some UI for side projects or internal projects. Here's why these frameworks resonate with me, particularly compared to React. Reduced complexity for backend engineers. Less cognitive load. Frameworks like Vardeen and Reflex are built with backend engineers in mind. They offer a declarative approach, where you define the UI components and their properties, leaving the underlying complexities of rendering and manipulation to the framework. This reduces the cognitive load compared to React, which requires a deeper understanding of JavaScript concepts like virtual DOM and state management. Leveraging existing skills. These frameworks often integrate seamlessly with Java and Python ecosystems respectively. This allows me to utilize my existing backend development skills and knowledge to build UIs, reducing the need to learn a new language like JavaScript in the case of React. Improved maintainability and reusability. Component-based approach. Both Vardeen and Reflex promote a component-based architecture. This encourages building reusable UI components that can be easily combined and customized, leading to cleaner and more maintainable codebases. This approach aligns well with the way backend engineers typically structure their code. Declarative nature. The declarative nature of these frameworks simplifies reasoning about the UI state and how changes in data propagate to the visual representation. This can make it easier to maintain and debug UIs over time, especially for complex interactions. Focus on business logic. Reduced front-end overhead. By handling low-level UI concerns like rendering and state management, Vardeen and Reflex allow me to focus on the core business logic of my application. This frees up cognitive space to concentrate on back-end functionalities and data integration, which are often my primary areas of expertise. Faster development cycles. The rapid development capabilities of these frameworks, with features like drag-and-drop UI prototyping and visual editors, can significantly accelerate the development process, especially for simple UIs. This can be beneficial for back-end engineers who might not have extensive UI development experience. Addressing potential concerns. It's important to acknowledge that while Vardeen and Reflex offer several advantages for back-end engineers, they might not be the perfect fit for every scenario. Here are some potential considerations. Limited customization. Compared to React, these frameworks might offer less flexibility for highly customized UI elements or interactions. Community and ecosystem. The communities and ecosystems surrounding React are vast, providing extensive resources and libraries. Vardeen and Reflex, while growing, might have smaller communities in comparison. Conclusion. Vardeen and Reflex offer compelling alternatives to React for backend engineers looking to build UIs within their comfort zone. Their reduced complexity, focus on maintainability, and alignment with existing skill sets make them strong contenders for various UI development needs.